Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Welcome, everybody, to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we thank You, and we praise You, and we worship You. We look to You, the God of heaven. We look to You, the great and mighty Spirit. We thank You that we are created in Your image and in Your likeness. You're a spirit, we're a spirit. And we praise You and thank You for that revelation and all that's said today and all that's done throughout all the world, wherever this radio and television audience happens to be today. The healings and the deliverances, people that receive You as Lord and Savior, we ascribe all of the glory to that wonderful and powerful and matchless name of Jesus, whose we are and whom we serve. Amen. Glory to God. Let's open our Bibles again today to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now, we are talking about this week revealed knowledge, or I like to call it revelation knowledge. It's when revelation comes into your spirit and suddenly, whoa. Now, I've actually had this happen. Years ago, and I'd be sitting in a service, oh, man, and say something, did you see that? Huh? What? It's not something you see with your eyes. It's not something you see in your mind. You see it. You see into it. You know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now, that's what Jesus was talking about. It's revealed truth that'll make you free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And just talking, let me give you an idea of this. I'm talking about a long time ago. And I was preaching in a church, very, very familiar, good friends, pastor of this church. And it was a dedication of a building. And so the pastor said, Brother Copeland, do you have something you'd like to share with us? And I thought, well, no. Did you know that Christ is not Jesus' last name? That's the first time I thought of that. And I've been preaching on it ever since. That it's not even a title. Christ is Greek for anointed. Messiah is anointed. It's the anointed one. No. And there are people, and I'm not judging them. I'm just pointing this out, okay? There are people that never use Jesus' name. They talk about Christ all the time. Well, that's fine, but the power is in His name. The power is in the name. Amen. So, what I'm saying here, right at that moment, that revelation came up on the inside of me. Ha! Huh. Well, absolutely. And so, I went back through in the New Testament and went through each one of the places where I found the word Christ and stopped and to meditate this. Is it speaking of Jesus Himself? Is it speaking of His anointing? Particularly in the King James translation. There's some very sad translations in this, and I'll show you one in a minute. Or both. Or is it speaking about us? We are anointed. In the beginning, people were called followers of Christ. But all they preached was the anointing. That's what they preached. That's what Jesus preached. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So all sickness is devil. It's satanic oppression. Now, how it got in, that's another issue, but all of it, all sickness, all disease, all poverty is satanic oppression. Amen. Amen. So, now how did that come? The Lord just suddenly revealed that in my spirit. I didn't get that through study. Then I studied it, and whoa! Now, we first began to be called Christians or little Christs. Let me help you with that. Little anointeds. Because that's what everybody preached. Jesus preached it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has anointed me to preach. He's anointed me. So we became Christians. Where was it? Antioch? We began to be called Christians. Christians. Little anointed ones. Little anointed ones. Now, we need to be covenant aware of that. I mean, that's our name. Amen. And we've been named after Him. We are Christians. We're anointed ones. We are carriers. We carry that anointing. It's time we found out about it. And the more you find out about it, the more the devil attacks you. And the more he attacks you, the more victory you have. And the more victory you have, the more he just gets hammered because of the name. Because in the third chapter of the book of Ephesians, glory to God, we've been named after Him. Yee-haw. Let's turn over there. I can't stand it. Well, let me read this first. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and your whole soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. You are a spirit. You have a soul made up of your will, your emotions, your will, your mind, and your emotions, and you live in a physical body. And it needs to be in that order, spirit and soul and body. God is a spirit. If the spirit of Him dwells in you, the spirit of Him that raised Jesus from the dead, it was the Spirit that raised Him from the dead dwells in you, the Apostle Paul said, by the Spirit of God, then He will make alive your mortal body. Yes. Yeah. We're talking about spirit and soul and body. What, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit of God? Well, certainly it is, because you live in it. You live in this body. You can't see me. All you can see is what Charles Capp called my earth suit. You go to space, you have to have a space suit. And to live in the earth, you have to have an earth suit. Because when you get rid of this earth suit, you are out of here. And to be absent from the body, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Well, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're the one that goes to heaven. You're the one. That's the reason they call your body your remains. Well named. Because the body remains here. until that sure day of the resurrection. That's our blessed hope. Glory to God, that's coming. That's coming, so that's where our hope is. Our faith is here now. And let me do you some good, particularly those of you I've had people actually ask me this. Do you think we'll know one another when we get to heaven? You're not going to be somebody different. If you know me now, you'll know me then. Both of us will be just a whale of a lot better looking. because let me tell you what the Bible, would you like to know what the Bible says about it?
Yes.
The outward man, the flesh, is dying or decaying. Every day, your body dies a little bit. The inward man, the spirit, the inward man is renewed day by day. I'm not getting any older. I'm getting younger. My body is dying a little every day. Glory be to God. But by the Word of God and faith, I can and will and have arrested that death process by believing what the 8th chapter of Romans says. That is a covenant that I have with God. The Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead does dwell in me. He's been in me a long time. He and I have been together for 54 years. Well, actually, really longer than that. That's just when I went to Oral Roberts University. He and I have been together for about 58 years now. Yeah, that would be right because Gloria and my anniversary, 59 years of marriage, and we'd been married, we got born again. We'd only been married 6 months. So there you have it. He and I have been, and then got baptized in the Holy Ghost 3 months after that. Didn't know anything, but we got it. So we received Him. So we've been together a long time. So He's in here. And I have a covenant with Him. I believe it. I stand on it. 70, 80 by strength. God didn't say that. Brother Copeland, He didn't. No, He didn't. Check it out. It's in the 90th Psalm.
Right.
Moses was lamenting because that it was a curse that came on a disobedient people in the desert. I suggest you look in the Classic Amplified. It won't be, the notes won't be in your device. Get a paper copy and look at the footnotes, and it just explains it all right there. The only age that God said was Genesis 6:3. And let me just paraphrase it. I'm fed up with men living so long. And from now on, his normal lifespan will be 120 years. Now, medical science without the Bible has come to that fact that this body should live 120 years. Well, why doesn't it? Because people don't believe for that. Now, there's been people live a long time. And that's wonderful. And give the Lord credit for it. But when the Lord asked me to do that was to preach and teach the word of faith for 35 more years, unless He comes beforehand. And so I committed to do that. He just asked me if I'd do it. I said, of course I'll do it. Well, then there had to be a lot of adjustments. And I'm stronger and healthier for it. We won't go into all that. But I saw that, and it became a revelation in my spirit. And now, it doesn't seem like I ever, that I ever was going to live any other way, because it was so revealed and so strong, and I've entered covenant with Him. Now, I want you to look with me at Ephesians chapter 3. And this is one of those that, oh, dear Lord. Oh, I get so excited about this. I just have to hold on. How much time do I have, Tim? Huh?
7 minutes.
Oh, glory to God. Got 7 more minutes. Yeehaw! Ephesians chapter 3. Now, really, you need to read all the first 3 chapters to get down to this. But we'll just start there. Let's start with verse 12. In whom, or in Jesus, in Christ Jesus our Lord, we have boldness. Say, we have boldness.
We have boldness.
If I have it, then I'm bold.
Then I'm bold.
Whether I act like it or not, I'm bold.
Whether I act like it or not, I'm bold.
So by faith, I act like it. I'm bold as a lion, particularly when I face the devil. I'm very bold, very bold. He's been, according to the Scripture, he's been brought to naught by Jesus. Now, wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees to the Father. Say, to the Father.
To the Father.
I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. Our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, of whom, of the Father, the whole family in heaven and earth is named. There's a name change for you. That is so pregnant with covenant talk. It is just such, so thrilling. Now listen to this. That He would grant you. So if He's granted it, we receive it. He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ the Anointed One in His anointing may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend, I like to say it like this, may have working knowledge. Don't just understand. Working knowledge. Everybody in here understands that you can go buy a ticket and get on an airplane. But over the years, I learned to fly. So I have a higher degree of working knowledge, just simply because, I was trained. Anybody can do it. But anyway, you understand that. That you may have working knowledge with all the saints. What is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. Oh. And to know, that word is in the Greek is gnosko. It means intimate relationship. And a man knew his wife. The word gnosko. That you may know, have intimate relationship with the love of the Anointed One, and with His anointing, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the dunamis, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Dunamis. Whew. According to the power that works in us. Glory be to God forevermore. Well, Brother Copeland, now, let me give you something here. Unto Him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages. You're named after the Father. Jesus God highly exalted him and gave him his name. Now, he highly exalted us, and we've been seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You're there right now. What do you think my dad, A.W. Copeland, thought about the recent election? He could care less. He's in heaven with my mother and my family. He can't think about the elections. Well, I don't either. Like Gloria said, well, I didn't like the way it turned out, but get over it, Gloria. You know, it took me a few days because I didn't like it. So how do you do that? Well, the same thing, same way the Lord instructed me to do with Lyndon Johnson. I didn't agree with his politics at all. And I was grumbling around about him. He said, boy, the Lord jerked me up. He said, do you know him? I said, no, sir. Do you know anybody that knows him? I said, no, sir. He said, sounds to me like you don't know too much. Well, I don't know Joe Biden. I've never met Joe Biden. I don't know Kamala Harris. I have never met her. And then I got to thinking about it. Well, you know what? She is the first female vice president and the first woman of color to hold that. Hey, there's something to say about that. Amen. So I found me some good. And I began to say, God, I forgive Joe Biden. I love him. I don't know him, but you do. And you love him. So I love him and I forgive him. Now, why am I doing that? For my own sake. I can't afford to be holding anything against anybody anywhere. And don't get mad at me if you're a Democrat. I forgive you. Don't get mad at me because I'm a Republican. Forgive me. Amen. If we're going to fight over that, dear Lord, anybody that fights over that doesn't have anything to do. Amen. Just the next time around, vote. Oh, I ain't going to never vote again. Well, now we know people like that cause more trouble than the people that do. And like I said, it took me a few days, but I'm there. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we're out of time again today. Come on, Jeremy, help us here, boy.
Thank you, Papa. You know, when the truth of God's Word becomes revelation knowledge to your spirit, it empowers you to live and to walk by faith. Now, think about how that would impact the way you live every day. To see the truth of God's Word manifested in your life, promises like, by His stripes you were healed, like no weapon formed against you will prosper. Listen to this one. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, through revelation knowledge from God, you can live in the fullness of this covenant.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/tvnotes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the Scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's Word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Richard Francis Weymouth was a noted Christian educator and linguist in the 19th century. His love for language and the Word of God led him on a quest to create a translation of the Bible without theological or denominational bias. He wanted to understand the Bible as purely as the writers intended. Once out of print, KCM has brought back to life this essential addition to every believer's biblical library, the New Testament in Modern Speech, translated by Richard Francis Weymouth. This now classic translation of the New Testament seeks to preserve the original Greek and put it into words a modern English speaker can understand. Use it as a study and reference tool to bring deeper understanding and clarity of the Word of God. The New Testament in Modern Speech is easy to pack and take with you anywhere. get a fresh biblical perspective, and be inspired to immerse yourself in the Word of God every day. The New Testament in Modern Speech Bible, yours free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267 to request your free copy. Experience the New Testament in a translation by Richard Francis Weymouth to help bring accuracy and clarity to your study of God's Word. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
The Richard Francis Weymouth translation of the Bible called the New Testament in Modern Speech is our offer this week. Now, it was out of print, so Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have had it published and are making it available to you for free. And when you get a hold of this, you use it to look up some of your favorite New Testament scriptures in this classic translation. Then you begin to develop your understanding of God's Word, and you take it to a higher level. You experience greater accuracy and clarity, and the events of the Scripture are all described in modern English, and this will serve to enrich your Bible study time and to help you receive revelation as you read through this version of the New Testament. And this is a great resource for anyone who's just hungry to go deeper in their understanding of God's Word. So, to request your free copy of the New Testament in Modern Speech, go to kcm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again on tomorrow's broadcast. Until then, remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org/victory offer to request your free copy of today's program.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
My experiences at KCBC over the past few years have been awesome, discovering the calling and purpose and God has put in my life.
We were being taught on how to live our life on a daily basis, every day in the Word, to just completely focus on God.
Every person you meet is constantly pouring into you, whether it's your other students, whether it's faculty, pastors.
We're not the same people we were when we walked in those doors.
Discover your calling. Go to kcbiblecollege.org and apply today.